This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A week from today, they're going to be on the field.
Is
it open? Is it open for us? Are we good to go on Wednesday?
I don't know.
Still waiting on that schedule.
Are we really still waiting on the schedule?
Unless I somehow miss it, yeah. They'll probably send it out between now and the weekend.
I got to believe it was. I believe it was about 94, 95 when I got in that car today, started heading out, and it was absolutely steaming. I got to believe they're going to get in that practice in them mid-morning hours like they have in the past. But either way it goes, we will be there.
Unless D'Amico's feeling frisky.
Yeah, unless he wants to, because he's taking them on the road and giving them a little bit of a break up in, what is it, Virginia up there? He's going to give them a little bit of a break up there.
Northwest Virginia.
Yeah, he's giving them a little break up there, so he's going to push the envelope here early on, maybe. I don't know. Hell, I hope not, because I want to be there. Just make sure it's not in the up against when we have to be here. So excited about it. Texans players, again, they report next Tuesday. They'll be on the field Wednesday. Anyway it goes, Sports Radio 610 will have boots on the ground, multiple boots on the ground to cover training camp as usual. We're going to kick this thing off and get rolling with the best damn Texans coverage you can find anywhere. Without a doubt, it's not even close. So make sure you stay plugged in. Ron, them Rockets, they're still rolling in that NBA Summer League. Did Reed Shepard, is he back to playing, or they shut him down? Is he done?
I know he took a couple of games off. I'm not sure if he's back at it. I hadn't seen any announcement that they're shutting him down. I wouldn't assume he's going to play the whole way throughout.
Right.
But just getting some run in.
Well, I mean,
he's getting shots up, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's the off-season watch, right? I mean, there's right now he's the guy that's playing that you go, hey, that can change the way the Rockets look and the way the Rockets, you know, look offensively for damn sure. And what that lineup looks like, the roster looks like moving forward. So keep an eye on that. The Astros are getting that, as we mentioned, much-needed break during the MLB All-Star event. Hader didn't get in the game last night.
No, Astros played.
No Astros played. They all got introduced, and they didn't get booed. Boy, they we're coming. It's a big day for us.
Coming a long way now.
There is one guy that was an all-star, and that was Hunter Brown. And Ron, you mentioned, I mean, he just keeps winning. He just absolutely keeps winning. I mean, the next step for him is going to be to show up with a dime piece. One of Tom Brady's he's got about six deep now. You know, he's got about a six deep run now here in the last year. He's really enjoying retirement. So if Hunter Brown can just snatch up one of those six, any of those six,
seem to
I think.
Be in Hunter's age range.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They seem to be right there. The black suit, the black on black suit, sunglasses at the All-Star event. I mean, he's absolutely owning that. One of the biggest takeaways, the biggest takeaway for me from the first half of the Astros season was Hunter Brown's dominance. I know it didn't finish in an ideal fashion the last two games. What was it, 11 innings, 11 runs?
11 innings, 10 runs.
Something like that. Yeah, it wasn't an ideal ending to that first half of the season, if you will, leading to the All-Star break. But his dominance was impressive. I look at it as I think this is a legit Hunter Brown arrival. Last year we knew he had had some ace-like tendencies and abilities. This is a year, look, Framber Valdez is pitching lights out. So it's, you can't say that he is the ace. He can be, this could be an organization with two aces though. And I don't hesitate saying that Hunter Brown has been that good. I mean, he was in the Cy Young conversation. In fact, I saw some of the stats in the best start for an Astros starting pitcher, from I think it was an ERA standpoint. Other than maybe Roger Clemens, I think it was number one, and I think one of Nolan's years, he was number two. But I mean, he's talking about keeping rare company through the first half, and you know, it gets you to wondering, like, how good can this Hunter Brown kid really be? And you know, I think we've all seen the talent, we've all seen that he's got the ability, but I am fascinated, Ron, with the intangibles. I'm fascinated with the bulldog on the mound that we've seen. You've mentioned, hey, man, look, keep an eye on it. It might get his ass in trouble. And I agree. But there's a level of dog in him that is it's refreshing to watch. I greatly appreciate it. And you start wondering, how good can this kid really be? And then you hear stories like this. This is Hunter Brown a little earlier in the year. I don't even know exactly, you know, where. Tyler, do you know where he was when this audio was?
I'm not sure.
But this is Hunter Brown talking about when he struggled, oddly enough, against them Kansas City Chiefs at one point earlier in the season.
The Chiefs?
I'm sorry, I was looking at Ron. The Royals.
I was like, it's tough, that pigskin.
Yeah,
around.
No. He, I would not doubt it. He probably could, it, right? Hunter, and he must be referring to a start last year, because he's talking to Bregman as well in this piece. But nonetheless, the point is how good can this kid be? The sky's the limit when this is the approach.
I had an awful, awful start against Kansas City, but I felt like my stuff was fine. So I started around the clubhouse. I'm like, all right, guys.
Help.
Am I tipping? You know, I finally got to Tuve. I said, hey, Tuve, how would you hit off me? Oh, Bobby, easy. Fastball's away. Look hard away. And I'm like, man, he didn't even think about it.
Is that easy?
You know, and obviously it's Jose Altuve. Sure. The guy's got 2,300 hits. And,
yeah.
But when he didn't even blink, I was like, all right, what can I do? So I talked to Breggy, and he was like, man, it doesn't even have to be good. You got to throw something that can get in on some righties. I went into the bullpen that next day. Told the pitching coaches, I said, you know, I'm gonna start throwing sinkers. They were like, oh, really? It was average, but you know, big league average is pretty good at times. Julio Rodriguez was up, and then I punched him 3-2 on a two, and I'm like, all right,
come on,
we got something.
Come on.
I mean, how, like, the ability for an athlete of that caliber to care enough to go to his teammates and say, hey man, what do y'all think? The ability at that point to listen to it, retain it, and then go down in the bullpen and apply it. Well enough to where shortly after that you go out and you have success with it. I mean, with that approach, point is, with that approach, Hunter Brown and his ability, with that approach, Ron, I mean, I don't know that this guy doesn't just keep getting better and better and better.
That boy Altuve said, funny you should ask.
Why do you think he calls him Bobby? I mean, he didn't.
Yeah, I know. That, I don't even think he even thought of it. Oh, easy. Like, he could have said, well, man, you're throwing some good stuff out there, man. You throw it. But I would, if it were me, now he said, oh, easy, dog. I said, away. Fastballs away. And he has since that time shown to improve. And that's the big thing is, to me, is he's become. And I think that's showing an example of it, become more of a pitcher than a thrower.
Yeah.
Like there's more thought going behind and reasoning why he's throwing stuff. And guys like Bregman and Altuve helped him to hit.
Right. Well, that kind of stuff just turns me on. I mean, it's to have a guy with that kind of ability to hang his ego at the door and ask guys. By the way, Altuve saying, you know, the power pitches outside is like, Altuve, you'd be trying to pull it. You damn sure be trying. You wouldn't go with it. You'd be trying to pull it. And by the way, the other part of that audio right there, Ron, is, you know, we talk about it a lot, and I think it's extremely valuable. But the clubhouse chemistry that the Astros have, that we talk about so often, that seems to be so different than most other places, and it seems to be a real weapon for them year in, year out, because they have youth come in and perform well. They have turnover at the top, and guys continue to step up and play well. It's a real weapon. But again, that is that when you got a clubhouse that has that kind of ability to help young pitchers reach their best. I don't know how common it is. I don't know how common it is for a young pitcher to want that advice. But I don't know how common it is for the best players, the best hitters on a team to care enough to pay attention enough to be able to help them. But I know in Houston, that's a real weapon. We've heard it time and time. Was it Spencer Arrigetti or was it Hunter Brown again a couple years ago?
It was Spencer Arrigetti with Bregman.
On the plane, right?
Well, yeah. And that, well, listen, he got to a point where he gave up 9 runs in the first inning. And so I guess maybe he was ready and open to go talking to people.
Pushed him to
he
it.
Said, hell, man, I give up 9 in the first inning, man. I got to go talk to somebody.
Right. Well, that's just a look. I think it's indicative of that chemistry clubhouse that's so powerful in Houston. And one of the reasons why they may have a 5-game lead in the division, although they've been ravaged by injuries. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And ended that first half of the season on a 1-5 stretch, and there's still 5 up in the division. That may be why, guys. There's the one thing we hadn't talked much about is the SEC media days, and there's a lot going on. I know Tyler was sending the messages out of Sarkisian. What'd they do? At SEC media days, Sarkisian got introduced to A&M's
There was a Tyler back there running that.
The Aggie wore him is what old Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian walked out to.
How do you think that happened?
I don't know, but I love it.
That is funny as hell. I ain't got a dog in the fight. That is funny as hell.
He didn't check up either.
That's too coincidental. That's not as easy as you look down on the sound bar after he was introduced and you just saw the word Texas first and you played the first thing and it was A&M. Like that's too coincidental.
Man, you got to have that one right.
Absolutely got to have that one
right. You got to have that one right.
Turd nominee for Thursday, by the way.
Hell, I don't know why he's going to make your turd list. You ought to absolutely love it. I mean, is Sarkisian? Did he say something? I didn't see the...
You'll see. No, it's not Sark. It's the person doing what I do, like for you guys, running these music beds underneath you and messing up.
Do we know who did it? We have an idea.
I don't know. It's probably some intern.
We need to get Pablo Torre on it. Pablo's investigating everything. We need to get Pablo Torre on it, and that son of a gun needs to show his face.
Pablo.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
It's a beautiful moment. I want to hear it.
Investigator Pablo. Well, one thing with the SEC media days coming is obviously every coach is extremely high on their team. But like we've been doing with the NFL, these rankings come out. And, Ron, the SEC quarterbacks, this is interesting because I do think you're going to have some really, really, really good quarterback play across the league in the SEC? I know there's been years where the SEC has been down, or it's been just a couple of guys that carry the load. But this year, if you look at the SEC, and we're in SEC country now with Texas and Texas A&M being in the SEC, you look at the quarterbacks that are out there, man, and there is, I mean, there's some guys from 9 to 16 on this list. By the way, Zach, did you know Zach Calzada, your boy, starting at Kentucky? Starting quarterback?
I did not.
But there's some dudes on that right side over there. Jackson Arnold that transferred from OU is a five-star that's gone to Auburn. The kid Mateer, that I believe is how you say his name, that transferred from, I believe it was Washington State, that lit it up. The Gunner Stockton kid that you saw come in last year from the Georgia game, that big kid that can run it downhill, big physical kid.
Yeah, he looks like he's 32.
Right. Ron, they're all on the right side, by the way. They're all on the right side of these rankings, 9 through 16. Check these SEC quarterbacks that you're going to see play this year in SEC country. Garrett Nussmeier, who
many people may believe is actually the best quarterback in the country.
Yes, and there's already Heisman conversations. Right? Lenoris Sellers, who I believe has a chance to be the best quarterback in the country at the college level. I don't know how he's going to mature and develop into a pro, but when it comes to that big dude that can spin it and absolutely roll athletically, that's the dude to watch. They got him as a number two quarterback.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.